This is a waived parole hearing for Robert Ibarra, ABC number 47640. Mr. Ibarra is being heard today for a 412A, which is general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. He would become eligible for these on April 3rd of 2019. Board members present today are the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Ibarra is 60 years old, currently serving 2.5 years for the crime of escape second degree. And I just want to point out for the record, and it might be my error, but there appears to be some discrepancy in the information we've been provided and information in Ames, because Ames is showing future sentences for escape second degree and money laundering. Ames is showing those as both future sentences, which would suggest this should be a 412B hearing, but I believe that is an error. Again, I could be wrong about that, but I'm pointing it out for the record. This is actually one of two escapes that Mr. Ibarra was convicted on. He also has expired sentences for molestation of a child, of sexual assault, and kidnapping, each of those being 14 years. Two of those were, of those 14-year sentences were consecutive to each other, and one of them was concurrent. So resulting in a total of 28 years for that sentence. And then, as I mentioned, he has two escape second-degree sentences for 2 years each and a money laundering for 2.5 years. Mr. Ibarra has chosen to waive his appearance today because he has checked the box that says other, and his words are maxing out May 2019. Ames is showing a sentence end date of July 2nd, 2020, which again may be due to these sentences that Ames is showing as future sentences. It's also showing a parole eligible date of April 3rd, 2019, as I mentioned, and an early release credit date of September 2nd, 2019. That may be the date that Mr. Ibarra is referring to if he gets out on a temporary release prior to that September 2nd, 2019 date. This crime, he was convicted by plea agreement on October 16th, 1989, and he was sentenced on November 6th, 1989. Mr. Ibarra has some discipline history in prison. He has seven majors, with his last discipline being in June 12th of 2017. That was a major for fighting. This is his 14th hearing before the board, with all previous hearings having been denied or he refused to appear at the hearing. I'm showing that he owes restitution of $450.28. We have no letters of support or letters from victim family. There's no one present in the room today, either in the way of support or on the side of the victims. And we have no letter of opposition from a county attorney concerning this. The crime, this particular escape, was an escape from the Douglas prison. And the prior crimes, the molestation of child, sexual assault, and kidnapping, were rapes of young girls. Mr. Ibarra completed some programming in prison, functional literacy, part of the sex offender training program, or treatment program, the thinking for change, conflict resolution, cultural diversity. Those last two, I believe, are required of all prisoners. He's at least completed some of his GED, and he also has taken a smart recovery class. Based on all the information that has been provided to the board in this packet and information that we've reviewed in Ames, I am not seeing Mr. Ibarra as a good candidate for parole at this time. However, I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
Agree.
All right, I'm going to make a motion then to deny 412A home arrest and absolute discharge for Mr. Robert Ibarra. And given the date of the crime, I would recommend a one-year set-off.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Release type denied for 412A 411 home arrest. Reasons for denial, trauma to the victim because the previous crimes involved sexual assault of young girls, a serious and deviant offense, age of the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims, history of assaultive behavior, prior criminal history, recent disciplinary infraction, poor no release plan, and no evident family or community support system. But I would listen to any other thoughts, anything else board members would like to add. Okay, thank you. And this concludes the hearing for Mr. Robert Ibarra, ADC number 47640.